Alright. Try to handle a little bit the sugya of Iker Tochel. Sugya a little bit and Halach a little bit. We'll see what comes out in one of the most Mitzubach Halachim of second only Pasuk of the Kismin, I think. Or maybe up there. Pasuk of the Kismin. One of the most difficult Halachim of Rachat Brachim. The Halacha is, like the Mishnah says, that Tafel should Iker be Mitzvah, and Varach HaLekha will make a Tafel. When you have an Iker and a Tafel, you make a Bracha on the Iker, and you Pate the Tafel. The Chazanish declares, what's the chat behind this din? Is the Varach going to make a Bracha on the Iker, if the Bracha is Chal also on the Tafel? Behind the Tafel also needs the Bracha. Is the Bracha of the Iker, is Chal on the Tafel too? Or is it that the Tafel does not need a Bracha on the Tafel? You make a Bracha on the Iker, and the Tafel, since it's secondary, we reckon it as not a food in and of itself. It's not an entity in and of itself. Maybe it doesn't need a bracha. What's the nafkamino? Come on, nafkamino. First one is, look, you didn't have das, just to mean the bracha maker. You didn't have das in the tafel. And then you brought the tafel. You need to make a bracha. If Be'etma needs a bracha, just if nichol the bracha maker, over here time nichol the bracha maker, you didn't have das. Then you need some bracha. But Shaykh doesn't need a bracha bechal, so even if you didn't have das, remind some. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't. Never needs a bracha. So another nafkamina would be, if you ate the tafel before you ate the Iker, if it needs a bracha, you have to make a bracha. But if it doesn't need a bracha, well then there's no reason, even if you ate the tafel first, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. And even if you have to make a bracha, but then says it wouldn't make it more than a shakal. It doesn't have a chashivas of a ma'achal that may happen, that you get a normal bracha. You don't have to make a shakal. Tafel is only being eaten because of the second thing. Not telling the chronological order of the eating. Telling why you're eating it. It does make the tafel. Which is one of the most difficult things of Iker and tafel in the tshuva. There you go, we got it in. It's the common denominator. Tshuva is something which is totally telling you that, in your feelings. And that's why it's such a dal meaning. It's what you have. It's what the hand is. It's what you have something to do with. Pesach, you have chomet, you have to get rid of it. And tshuva, it's all telling your list. But if it's all the same thing, it's totally telling the person that what he considers zikr, what he considers tafel. But for another nafkamina would be, if he didn't eat a shear of the ikr, and he ate a shear of the tafel, does he have to make a bracha farino on the tafel? Or does he have to make a bracha farino at all? If the Vard is that if Edmund needs a bracha, he's plotted by the bracha Iker, over here you don't have a bracha in front of the Iker. You should have to make a bracha in front of the Tafel. However, if it doesn't need a bracha bachal, then you should have to make a... Then even if you ate a shear, a nice Tafel for the Iker, and Agama, you don't have a bracha in front of the Iker, you wouldn't have to make a bracha in front of the Tafel. There's a question that would be mistar. It seems... Yeah, the Mishnah never knows this now. The Mishnah is mistar. He says when he gets Maliyah Kamta, where the Maliyah is the Brain of Hashem, and your Pasuk is not making. So even with the other, your Brain of Hashem is not going to pass without making. So what do you do with that shit? Okay. The Maya the Chazan brings a rabbi to Tesis. He says, move from Tesis, from Dalai Madalas, by Pirus Yunusir. Says Tesis that we're talking about a case where he ate the Pasuk, he ate the Pirus Yunusir, and in a different mind with, or he didn't have Daphne Bechlal, he ate the Maliyah and the Pasuk later on. The Maliyah has to make a bracha on the Maliyah of the Pasuk. Says the Chazanish, the Varei Brura, the Vice says that the Tafel needs a bracha also. Because if the Tafel didn't need a bracha, then what's the difference that you didn't have das? Who cares? The Tafel doesn't need a bracha. The Vice says that the Etz and the Tafel does need a bracha. It's the bracha of the Iker Pakel to Tafel. And in a case, we don't have the Iker there, because it's either Shinu or Kremoy, or because he didn't have das when he ate the Iker to Pata the Tafel. Then in a finale, the Tafel is going to need a bracha. The Tafel will need a bracha, its own bracha. That's what Tesis says. I saw that the Mishnah Sternbach once a time now. I can't say that's my question, Rashi Tesis. Rashi seems to understand over here that Pirus Yenetzer, when it says Maliyah in the Mishnah, that means Pirus Yenetzer. Maliyah is something which is sharp. It doesn't doubt to mean something which is cold. Maliyah is something which is very sharp, has a very strong taste. Says the Gemara, Pirus Yenetzer is more harsh than fast, so muscle that it's more harsh than the past. Dainu is Maliyah. It's sharp. It's something which has a very strong and concentrated taste, and the way that we consider that to be Maliyah. So according to Rashi, he's like, well, we're talking about two machom over here. It's Pirus Yenetzer, and then there's the past. in the Beres Yonaita, which we consider to be Moliyah. And with that, you pop it up the pot. What's up with the Rashi doing like this? The Pasuk of the Mishnah, when it says Moliyah, maybe the Pasuk of the Gemara says that Beres Yonaita is Moliyah. The Pasuk of the Mishnah, when it says Moliyah, we're referring to something which is Tolkien. There is a third Michael here. You first have the Beres Yonaita, then you're having the Moliyah, then you're having Pasuk. And up there, Vayis says that Rashi held that he was bothered by this discussion. Why don't you just make a bracha on the period and you pop her off the Maliach on the top? Here's this answer that you was talking about that it's a different mindset. We didn't have that and therefore you have to make two brachas. Rashi held that even in those theorem that it's a different mindset, Shiva Kramer, or there's a little difference. Or even if you didn't have that, you still would not have to make another bracha. Why? Can the Rashi held that the Tochot doesn't need a bracha before? In a Chanami has an issue that I can say this. Because the Tochot needs a bracha, meaning he's able to set the nine and you didn't have that and you have to make a bracha later on. Can then Rashi didn't hold that right? Rashi held that the Tochot is mamish, Tochot that doesn't need a bracha before? He will bottle the book of the Eger. If a wants to make a bracha on the Eger, you don't have to make a bracha on the Tochot. And a male, even if it's a different mind, you didn't have that on it, so you won't have to make a bracha. That's not Mepurish. Okay, exactly. But we do find that the Chayra, one of the Shanyans, does not say Mepurish like this other side, not like the Chazanish. Now, Baal Amor, he says in the Sugya when he gets to the dinner of Papa, the Malach of Vey, Papa says, called Dvarim, Amoy Mach, the student with that Hasuda, aim and tune the bracha like the same way after him. If you eat something after you wash, and it's a chayla for the Hasuda, then does not need bracha, but in the fun of the Lacha. In fact, the Baal Amor, the rest of the Shayim, what's the Chiddush, Chariz has the Mishnah, what's the Yisani, Mandala Maralas, that we just learned. Kol Shu Iker, Yimay Tmeila, the Harakal Iker, Pajat Tatofu. So it's over here, when you're having the Suda, the Iker Suda is the Pas, and everything else is Tafa to the Pas. What's the Chiddush of the Papa? But the Baal Amor is the Chiddush. Aval Hachah, the name is the beer of Birkas HaMaiti, the seer of Rav Papa, at the time that he made a Birkas HaMaiti. Akati lai aiti kamei hana dvar mevarnam kutuzam. Lai havi daiti alayu b'shas rocha me'orim. In the case of Pasa Meliach, Ara Mishnah, so when the guy ate the Meliach, he knew that his mouth was going to be on fire. When you eat a hot pepper, you know that his mouth is going to be on fire. The meal you daf is to eat the Pasa also. The meal you daf, b'shas of rocha on the ikr, was also for the Pasa. However, in the case of Rav Papa, that you had a Suda, I mean, I might say on the column, you have no idea what's coming around afterwards. But have the Avayu Adai Dei Peshav Shrocha Me'eru. Aim of the body of Rokha Batsiva, so I would have a Havni and a Shmir of Rokha. Kamat Malon, even the Tveir Nidu, Loi Boi Rokha. Kamat Mekunish. That, when you have an Iker and a Tafel, you make a Rokha on the Iker, at least in the case of Rav Papa, you made a Rokha on the Pas, even though he had no Das for the other foods that are coming out, he thought that he's only eating bread now, he's not eating anything else. Afterwards, they brought out chicken, they brought out whatever it is else they brought out. Still, you do not have to make a bracha at all. Even the Tveir Nidu, lo yiboy bracha pa. Doesn't need a bracha. Mashma nala sets out of the Chazanish, the Nibbish Ram itself does not need a bracha at all. However, those that saw the halacha, the Magen Avraham brings down on this halacha of the Baal Amor. He says, that's only sin, but against the pot. We're not going to say that everywhere else. You have a cracker, and you made a bracha with the sentence on the cracker, and afterwards you said, ah, the cracker's too dry, let's put on some jelly. In that case, you're going to have to make a bracha. If you didn't have doubts on it, you're going to have to make a bracha on the top. The shayla is, what's the makom for mechala? Is it pass or anything else? If the din of tafel is that it doesn't need a bracha, then what's the difference if it's tafel kapas or tafel de cracker? That's what's the favorite. Tafel. You could say that if the din is exactly it is, the din is sudan. The din of the papa is, it's not a din of ikka of tafel too much. The din is sudan. Anything which is a chiluk of the sudan, you make a mighty lechem and art, making a bracha on the sudan. Anything which is a chelik of the Suda is nichlal in that title of your Amoshi Lachal and Ar. And the Mimel doesn't need a bracha because you have that. It's all a chelik of the Suda. Mashiach is something which is a regular experience of the Shafa. Let's say you have a cracker and you put on some jelly. It's not a Suda Bafal. You can't say that it's nichlal in that. But yes, you have that. You have to make a bracha. The only shayla is that that's the Baal Amor Takamim, then what was the share in the first place? Yes, what is the Papa Mechavish? We have a mission that tells me Iker Tafel. The Papa does not give this. The Papa does not give this. Not even Iker Tafel. And that's the book of the Tariq of Baal Amor. That's the Chara Dvar and Boyim Tzum. Kumtai Sechara, the din of this prayer in the Chazanish is Pashas of Machlaik to Shainim, Chol HaPach of Bepas, the Furish, whether or not he needs a bracha or not, the Tafel needs a bracha. However, it seems that the consensus amongst the Poiskim is that it does need a bracha. And in the case where you did not have that mind for it, you would have to make a bracha on the top. If you ate it first, you have to make a bracha. as we will see shortly. That's a little bit of a thing. I'm just hopefully try to come out with a little bit of clarity in the halachas of Ikar HaTochen. Not too much in the Gemara or Rishonim or halacha, but it seems that just about every food that we eat has a problem with Ikar HaTochen. Mechaber starts off. Sif halacha. Kol shu Ikar Yimay Tzveva, Mevarech ala Ikar Kvetet Tzvei. Meim Yivach Shal Afanea, Vim Yivach Shal Afanea. Loi mi boi ma ikar uru ma tofo, el afilu kolek levanu. He says two things. When you make a bracha on the ikar, you pass it the tofo. It doesn't make a difference if the ikar is uru with the tofo, or the ikar, each one is individual and separate. Now, what's our nichlal in these two categories that he said? All the various categories that are on the mindset of ikar with tofo. Nichlal is an ikar uru ma tofo, is mamash uru, let's say you have a cake. Cake is all the different ingredients, your flour, your eggs, and water, and sugar, all different things that have different brachas on it. We go about there, ikr, and you make a bracha on ikr, that's considered mur. Another case of mur, the chara is where you have two different things mixed together. You have apples and pineapple mixed together in a fruit cup. That's mur also. It's not mur that if mama should bake together and say one entity, but it's mur together. Or you have crackers and you put on top jelly. That's also mur. The second case that he says is afilu kolach levadu, even each one is individual. That's the case like pasam aliyah. You ate one, and only afterwards you ate another one. You ate your shalmei kovel, and only afterwards you ate pickle. For those that hold that as a tofu, it's something which is not eaten b'chol at the same time. It's not more together. It's not one meichel. It's not eaten together. It's eaten one after the next, and it's still din of ikar and tofu. We shall see each one of them as we come by. Most of them already mentioned in the first Sif Katan of Mishabur. Says the Mishabur, in my Iker Muru, you're going to call Taruvis, Shnei Minim, She'echer, Wa Iker, Vashim, Yen Yavar, Wa Vasakim, Wa Vashir. If the Iker is Muru, what's the case of Iker that's Muru, where you have two different things, and one of them is only coming through Nisakin or Bimashir, time you're doing the other one. You have two ingredients, and one is coming to enhance the other ingredient. This includes many, many cases of Ikar HaTochen. For example, let's say cereal and milk. Pasta, the milk is only coming to enhance the cereal, which is too dry. Maybe you'd only make a bracha on the milk, and make a bracha on the cereal, and you don't have to make a bracha on the milk. You have little slices of meat, or chicken inside of a salad, or croutons inside of a salad. Pasta, they're only coming to enhance the salad, even more geschmack taste. And maybe it would be tougher than the salad, you'd only make a bracha on the salad. We have the yogurt, or something that comes with the layers of fruit, or layers of granola inside. So if you cut up bananas and stuff inside, so that's half of what you're doing. We'll get to that in a minute. That's half of what you're eating is the banana. It's hard to say that one comes in a hand other. The pasta is the regular fruit one. The fruit that's inside is just to mix up. It's just to give it a more geschmack taste to the yogurt. But the fruit is not there in and of itself. It's only coming to enhance the yogurt. The granola, it's only coming to enhance the yogurt. Sure, it's only adama. You would only make a bracha of the yogurt, and you would pass everything else out. Similarly, if you have a cracker, you spread on peanut butter, spread on jelly. We like eating peanut butter differently. You spread on hummus, jelly, peanut butter, cream cheese. All these things are just coming to enhance the cracker, and maybe you'd only make a bracha on the cracker. The bracha is true. If it's not together, it means the bracha is true. If it's together, if you take it out. No, can they not? You're interested in eating by itself. I'm not interested in eating together. What? I'm interested in eating itself. I'm gonna have cravings. I'm gonna put in my yogurt. Take all my hands on my face and give it a smack. You probably use it now. So then I don't want to eat together with my yogurt. I want to eat them in and of itself. Or you wouldn't have to take a problem. You're not interested in just enhancing your yogurt. You want to eat it as the mindful in and of itself. Sadalakas with apple sauce for those Americans that eat that. Generally don't seem to understand what the shakas is. But all the Americans know that the only way to eat apple sauce is if you have apple sauce on it. Real apple sauce is considered tough. If you have salad dressing on salad, you have ketchup on your macaroni, you have little slices of pineapple on top of your chicken, you have pepper from your pepper stick. All these are just there to enhance your other, the main food, and the main tuffle for that food and you do not have to make a bracha on those foods. That is, this applies even if you have leftover at the end of the day. You ate your cereal, you have little milk leftover at the end of the day, then you do not have to make a bracha because it's all chelek of the milk. Now this is it. Everything is relative. If you still have a full bowl of milk when you're finished, then you have to make a bracha. It's not considered tough, it's not just coming as a secondary. The Mishnah speaks it out and it says that you're putting a lot more than you need for your cereal. And as most people put in a third of the amount of milk, you put in a half of a bowl of milk, a lot more than a regular person puts in just for the cereal, then that shows that you're remarching it. If you have a ton of applesauce and you like a piece of applesauce and you eat the applesauce when you finish the potato lashes, then you can absolutely drop up the applesauce also. What's that? If you're coming on it and say you drink the bowl, you can make it right away. Unless you're Christian, you're not going to have any milk left over at the end, which is that highly doubtful. But, might as well. Then you come on it. We'll get to that. Now, everything, like we just mentioned before, come on, all these halakhot that we just mentioned, everything is relative. Everything is probably in a person's diet. If a person, when he has croutons in a salad, he's likes the croutons. As a matter of fact, he puts in a whole bunch of croutons, because that's really all he likes in the salad. And it's just his wife's way of trying to get the taste of the salad is to put in croutons. But he really only likes the croutons. Then you make him a zayin, so you're eating the croutons. Very good that your wife wants to eat the salad. But I'm actually eating for the croutons, you make him a zayin. What?
No?
And you're going to make a double? Her doesn't think it would be tough. It would be a dinikonshi. The same broth that he gives a good mushroom. He says, for example, we have somebody that's eating a slice of pepper and kanish. So there's three possible options. There's one guy that likes to eat the kanish, but he can't just eat kanish by itself. So he puts it on top of the slice of pepper. Just to hold the kanish, give it a little bit of crunch to the kanish. You make a shackle on the kanish and you pop in the pepper. One guy likes to eat pepper, but the pepper is a little bit dry by itself. He puts kanish on top to make it a little bit wet. Then he hits the pepper. Then you make a dhamma on the pepper and you pop in the kanish. And there's one guy that likes pepper, and he likes kanish. Both these things together. Classes in that case, you have to make two rafas. You have to make a bracha on the pepper, and you have to make a bracha on the kanish. It's not more together, if you're interested in both of them, you have to pass to make two brachas. So it's all totally basically in a person's diet. But we're just giving general cases. Generally, when a person puts on jelly on top of a cracker, his ikar kavanah is to enhance the cracker, which is a little bit dry, with some of the jelly. He's not just trying to eat the jelly, he just can't eat it with his hands, so he's putting a cracker. That will be in the way the Mechaber talks about the chicken. Pastas, that's not the case. All these cases, pastas, even in the chicken salad, the you take deli and slice it up as a salad, everybody enjoys the deli more than the salad. Still, that's not the ikar. It's just to enhance the salad. You like the deli, and you like the chicken, so enhancing your salad, that's not so plain and dull. But at the way you're eating a salad, you're just enhancing the salad. Or maybe you only have to make a dhamma, and you pop that in. Now it gets a little bit tricky when you have things like chocolate covered raisins. So what bracha do you make on that? Are you interested in both? Are you interested in one? So really it's telling the chef. There's many people that when they eat the chocolate covered raisins, they just want a chewy chocolate. So normally you make a bracha on the shackle and you pass up the raisins. And some people, they're not so great. They like raisins. Well, who shouldn't eat raisins by themselves? People look at you like you're a health nut. You put chocolate on top of it, the chocolate will give a little bit of geschmack to the raisins. Then in Islam, all you make is that eat, and you pop up the chocolate. However, what do you, if you're one of those interesting people that likes both the chocolate and the raisins, what bracha do you make? So Moshe has the truth about it, and he says that you should have two brachas. He says you should make two brachas in such a case. However, those that hold, no. One of them is plush as Zephyr, and you only make one bracha. The question is, which one do you say is Zephyr?
You have to put the five in the meal to eat the raisins first.
What's that? So you'd have to take off two. Right. So, pashtus, what a person should do, if it's mamish, what you could do with her in such a case is, you have a mamish, you say, look on, with her in this and stuff, if you could take it apart, make two brachas. Because b'chol he'll say, you have to make two brachas. Make two brachas in such a case. Or, if you make a shakol, you're also good to go. Because, I think the very mamish, the Debit Tinner, I think he says that you should only make one bracha, and he says you make a bracha, the ikar bracha is the chocolate. That's really what you want. You just want the chewiness in the chocolate. That's what the ikar is. That's the first thing that you're making also. And also, the chocolate pop is the shackle, pop is the eighth. The truth is that you can do it the other way around. The eighth is also. I think Korea saw that also. Either bracha, you're good to go. That's the truth. The chocolate is the eighth. You can make a chaco so it'll pass out everything. The mice is the rough and you haven't heard anything. And you can make an ace, so the ace passes the chaco out. The video. Video. What's that? Reason? You had enough. Today actually was fast, it's hard to get down and that way and try to cover it. The brother friend, if you had enough chocolate.
You have enough chocolate in the evening.
But you can't get down if his eyes are so proud. So, maybe both of them together, so you can bring a question. If both of them together, you have a bad day of those crowds, then you can bring a question. It's not a machine. You don't have a share. You have a stomach of a barrier. Seven of a barrier. You have to know, I think, what? Is that giving favors? No, you have to make a brain impression on the yogurt anyhow. Passes up the grain. So the truth is that praise is, it takes the whole fun out of being, especially if you have to check them. But, the whole fun, what? Not crazy, crazy. So if you have trouble with other reasons, and you're going to get problems with barrier, so if you're going to say that, I think even a lady intended that if the crazy, work with somebody that about crazy, that even if they have no lachukas, there's symptoms in their barrier. But I saw that, I think the lady intended that if the mamash has no lachukas inside, you can't consider the barrier anymore. So it lost half this, it lost all the juice as this thing. Doesn't have this, remember, you wouldn't consider the barrier. What's that? Chewy? What's true? Chewy? No, I don't know if they are chewy, but I don't think it has machlucha. What? Yeah, we'll do the same thing. No, but then it's not the case, we'll be saying it. Yeah, but if you need trouble with that, it's not. We're just talking about the fact that they with regard to, that's with regard to chocolate covered raisins and things like that. But if you have, let's say sugar covered, honey-covered peanuts, or sugar-covered peanuts. Plus, the ichor is the peanut, and the sugar is only coming to enhance it. You only have to make a adama on the peanut, or an ace on the almond, whatever it is. You only have to make that one. I did see where Paul points out an interesting point. It says, if you have one of these sugar-covered peanuts, and you suck it until all the sugar is gone, and then you chew the peanut, then you have to make your bracha. Because you didn't eat them together. You can't tell me that the sugar is only to enhance the peanut. First, you suck the sugar off, and then you eat the peanut. You have to make your rough, make a shackle, and then you have to spit out the peanut, and then say this. Spit out the peanut, then you made a shackle on the thing, but you're only sucking it. You're sucking the sugar off the top. What's that? No, generally you have these sugar-covered peanuts, you put it in your mouth and you chew it. The sugar gives a taste. Then you're interested in both of them. In such a case, you're never interested in more. No? You're not interested in the chewy chocolate if you suck off all the chocolate before you get to the raisin. You're not interested in the chocolate giving a taste to the raisin if you ate all the chocolate before you got to the raisin. Are you interested in both of them? You have to do both. They talk about the salt that's on the top of the guy you ate. So come to generally if you're gonna have these sugar covered nuts, make one bracha on the nut, but if you're sucking it off, then with her it's like a sucking candy that has gum inside, it's the same bracha. That's the time you need to finish it up. No, it's with the beer. What's with Kavukim? So, the Zayt HaBracha brings down from Rishnem Zalman. Kavukim are beer nuts. What's the name of American? Peanuts? There's two types of beer nuts. They both have peanuts inside. Now, the question is, what do they have on the outside? They have some sort of dough on the outside. They have ones that have a very, very thin dough, which is hard and crunchy. And they have ones that are much more fluffy, though it's also crunchy. But it's much more, must have rose or something like that. I don't know exactly how they do it. They bake it, and it's much bigger. The small ones are almost very slightly larger than a peanut. As opposed to the bigger ones are 2 to 3 times the size of a peanut. 4 times the size. It's much bigger than a peanut. So, I didn't see that. So this is a bracha of Mechalek. He brings down from Hashem Zalman that it's a din of Kol Shei Yikol Lechamish Naminu, because it has the zenith on the top. This dough which is on the top is the zenith. And mainly, you only make the zenith on it. Lechara, it was baked together, so it's all one tashu, and we have to, and if not, make quite a sense. Zichr, I don't hear any havamino. In the case of the big one, we should have to make two brachas. I don't see. It's baked together, it's a dough that's put on top of the peanut and baked together. So it's all one mitzvah. And you have kol shei yeshbo, and it's the roi. And zichr not just to give a taste to the peanut. So I don't see any tzad you should have to make two brachas. First, partially you should have to make only one bracha on the thing. The only time I see, maybe something not that way, I saw in the Sefer Shaar Bracha, you want to have time and you should separate them, make two brachas. Some say that it's only the covering is only to give taste to enhance the peanut. It's very hard to believe that the covering is only to enhance the peanut. It's mezonos. The big ones for sure not. Big ones I don't have any, I have them in my mind, they're not the same. I don't see much of that. The small ones are there, the peanut, it looks like a peanut, but it's totally covered. It's not even like schnitzel. Schnitzel is like, schnitzel is a tiny little pieces on a huge piece of, totally covered with a whole layer all around of mezeinu. Schnitzel is not even covered with a whole layer all around. Tiny little pieces. It's not mamish and mezeinu. Very hard to believe that it's lechera, if you eat it together, I don't see why you also may be getting a shower of bread. Sometimes when you buy the kabuki, they have also peanuts from the regular peanut thing. There was never a kabuki in the first place. Sure, it's not. It's all your daf is on the. It's hard to say that, but your daf is on the whole thing together. That never had mezuzah. It never potted it. I think on the ones that were part of kabuki, I don't hear a shout. But on the other ones that were never part of kabuki, then. Why? Because Punky had something that had the language on top of made a bracha that had the peanut. And therefore, all of the things you don't have to have. Yeah, zikr. Anytime you have an ikr and a tuffel, you separate the ikr from the tuffel, you have to make the bracha on the tuffel. Maybe you're not allowed to do that. Well, let's say you're not interested. You have beer nuts. Somebody bought you beer nuts for your birthday. But you hate that. You hate kabuki. You like peanuts. You take off the whole mezeinu from the outside and you eat just the peanuts. You zikr, only you have to make a tuffel. You're not going to have to do this. Because you're only eating the tuffel. And if you have, you go to the chum and you buy one of these apple things, mafiyot, one of these cakes that have apple inside, you take out just the apple, you only can make an egg. You're not going to make a shakal. That's going to get to... What? Going to get the peanuts? I think if it's a tuffel, it's not a peanut either. So some people they wanted to sign in that. And again, sesame seed on top of rubber rubber. So sesame seed is a barium. You have one sesame seed, it's a barium. So kum taish, the way of purpose for you, you have one rubber rubber that has sesame seeds on it, and not make it all mechem, you have to make it very fashion. You have a sesame seed. We don't pass it that way. Don't pass it. It's only a chachira, one should have a barium. This type of person eating a barium does not have a rubber rubber. That's it. But, they say that the sesame seed when it's on top of a piece of cake or a rubber loaf, and then it's tough to the rubber loaf. So we don't recommend it as an entity in itself. In this case, the it's tough for it. It's condemned, and we consider it very important. Okay? So it's done. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Or shall you stay in Ikrim? El Shecha Berur Mechaverim. Haroi Kuwa Ikrim. Let's say you have two things. Two separate entities. They're both Hashem. It's not the cases that we've been talking about until now. The salad resting on top of the salad. Rather, you have two distinct things that each one is you're interested in. They're both Hashem. For example, you have fruit cocktail. It has Hayes and Adamo. Or you have... You have tomato soup that has rice inside. And just put both of them. If you have chicken chow mein, that has rice and chicken. And vegetables together. All these, you have two things that you want to eat them both together. Mechura also, for example, let's say you take your chicken and you slice up your chicken. You have chicken and rice for lunch. Supper. Cut it up into tiny little pieces. Mix it all up together with your rice. And now you're eating it. Mechura in that case, that's how we're ready, and you only have to make one broth. Which bracha will you make? You make a bracha on the rice. Now, if you're eating chicken and rice, and you take a piece of chicken off, and then you eat it with a spoonful together with rice, you're not eating a haru. You're eating two distinct things. You put them all in the same spoonful together. Like you took a cracker, you took a piece of gum, and you're sitting in your mouth at the same time. And your mouth is together, you're not eating a haru. If you take a piece of chicken, take a piece of rice, you're not eating a haru. You have to make two bracha. But if you cut up all that, you dice up all the chicken before you start, and you mix it together with your rice, especially if you're eating one mouthful, okay, you go back to the right. The fruit cup also, you go back to the right. It's an eighth or it's a double. If it's a Waldorf salad, so you have nuts and you have apples and you have pineapples. Nuts and apples are an eighth. The pineapples are a double. You make only a bracha if it's the right. Pasha, generally the right is the apples and not nuts. If you misstar the two different eighths together, if you have 40% of pineapple and 25% apples and 35% nuts, you can take that, even though each one of the aces is less than the hadama, but both of the aces together equal more than the hadama, and merely go back to the ace. So the ikr brought them here is the ace. The ikr brought them to the ace. Why not? That's my shayla. What brought them to the ace? Go back to the parade, bro. No, I have to eat. So if I had 50 minutes, and one of them is 3%, and every other one is 2%. 20%. Right? So even though I shouldn't make a bracha of the 3%, even though 97% of it is the 8, but the 3% is the double, so like, you reckon, clap it the bracha, what's the bracha? The bracha is the 8.
What do you do
on stir fry? Stir fry. I'm not exactly sure how to make stir fry, and maybe I just don't know what it is, but what do? They take vegetables and... It's all made together, right? Vegetables and rice and chicken? No, vegetables and chicken, lechari go back to chicken. And that's the vegetables that just to enhance the chicken. If you're interested in both them together, then lechari... Same thing, let's say by stuffed cabbage. What bracha to make of stuffed cabbage? Generally, the way the stuffed cabbage is made, you have cabbage, you fill it up with meat, ground meat, and oftentimes you mix the meat with rice, and you wrap it up in a cabbage. What bracha do you make on it? Hold two. What bracha do you make? So most of the person say... most of the places say, as far as just about across the board, you make a whatever the rice. The crib is the rice, the cabbage is the rice, you can brush on the cabbage. It's all baked together. It's all one, you have three different things, they're all ikarim. You're interested in them all, you're interested in the meat, you're interested in rice, you're interested in the crib, whichever one is the rice, you make the brush. Now some people, they really only want to eat the meatball. The cabbage isn't there, because that's how they want to make it. So that's what they do. As a matter of fact, a lot of people make halchos with meatballs for all those people that don't like the cabbage. In such a case, that the cabbage is this there, and it's totally tough, then you go back to the meatball, the meat which is the meat filling, which is, if it's derived meat, shakal, it's derived meat, right, to make a mistake. But if you have a mixture of it all together, which is a chur, be the same thing by clarify, you go back to whatever the right is, you're interested in both of them together, then you go back to the right. What's that? Why are you cutting up the made out of the dough. Like a blint, it's like any type of meat dish. You don't have any meat dish. Maybe it's not pasta, it's more russian. It's a mosaic. It's a
kosher.
So, it seems from the Gdeira places, there's a bracha, a number of other places I thought also, that even though meat costs 40 times the amount as your carrot costs, But that does not change that our ideas, but again, to the ikar and tuffle. If you're interested in eating stir-fried, the chicken together with the vegetables, even though the chicken costs much more than the vegetables, you're interested in both them together. So very good that your steak costs $115, and the rest of your stuff only costs $0.30. Lamaisa, what's your kavana when you're eating? So, it could be as Lamaisa, the steak burns more in your pocket than the amount that you spend on it, so you're going to enjoy it more. But if you're interested, and theoretically, it could be that the vegetables only come in and enhance your steak. But in any case, we have a stir-fry, it doesn't make a difference. The mice eat much more in the chicken than the vegetables. You're interested in eating them both together. The chicken costs more than the rice also. You're interested in both things. You'd have to make two problems. We go back to the rice. So, if you bake around one? Were you interested in both? You want one more than the other? Why does that make a difference? The other one is not just saying it. You're interested in both. You want to know which one you like to taste of better? I like to taste the meat better. But I'm when I have a chance, I like to taste of the meat, but I like to taste of the steak. Mice, I want to taste of both. It's all okay from the stew, the goulash, the chalons, whatever it is. I shall see you have to make it better. Now this whole din of considered tarubis is not in a case. The Aruch HaShulchan points it out. Everybody brings it down. The Makor is the Aruch HaShulchan. That's if when you eat, it's Oilo B'Kap Asa. And the two different minim are come up on the spoon at the same time. For example, you're having a fruit cocktail. And it's not just huge pieces of peach and big pieces, slices of pineapple. That each time that you pick up a spoonful, you get just one minim. In that case, it's not considered a tarubis, and you have to make two brachas. However, if on every spoonful that you pick up, or not every spoonful, most of the spoonfuls that you pick up, you get a tarubis, then that's considered a tarubis, and you make it just one bracha. They point out, Shamzal says, Achil, you should not take, even though I'm telling you that if not on every spoonful, some of the ikar comes out, so you only make one bracha. However, you should not, when you're eating cereal milk, don't just take a spoonful of milk and make a mezainus on the milk. Even though the mezainus of the cereal pot is the milk, however, you should l'chatchila have in the first the spoonful that you're making a bracha on, the bracha that you're gonna, the ikar bracha. Yeah, afterwards you take, not a problem. Okay. What's that? It could be that it is tali. So those that want to say that's tali. If it needs a bracha, zikr, if it needs a bracha, so then it's not the right bracha. To come that it needs this bracha, it's not considered the right bracha, and you have to make that bracha. I think Rav Shlomo pointed out this too. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Miu called that after which his name would other chashiv. This whole rule that we just said is when you're having peaches and you're having pineapple, that you're interested in both of them together. However, if in the echamayan in a davar chashiv, afshu are roi, batul agame miyan. Ikr is not always telling right. If your roi is, if the ikr is something, for example, you have pepper steak, and the pepper is only coming to enhance the steak, then the ikr is the steak, even though you might have a lot more pepper than the steak. You'd only have to make a shakal on the steak, you'd have to make a bracha on the pepper. If you're interested in both of them together, like we said before, you can make a bracha on the rice. However, anything which is only put there for the dabik ba'alma, it's only put there for teva, it's only put there for rech, those are all considered tuffle, even if there's a rice, even if you're trying to make meatballs, and you keep on putting in some, I'm not going to say flour, keep putting in corn flakes on it. Put it cornflakes on. You're putting in more and more to try to get the stick together, and before you know it, you have 53% cornflakes on it. Kelly's cornflakes. You still would not have to make hadamah on the meatball, you don't have to make a shakal, it's only the davik bowl. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'daz b'chameshet min edovan, kam yon b'muravin b'shar minim ha'tzulim b'mir, kol shvitim b'tash b'otam azin b'atrayim. V'varak l'abim b'im b'zayim. However, even though I just said before that ikar generally goes bust of the road, if it's not just for ta, for reah, for teva. However, if there is burning in the zaynus, chamesh is meaning dava, inside, then you go bust of the zaynus, and you make a bracha. Therefore, if you have a potato kish, and there's 75% of the potatoes that are inside, just wrapped up with some zaynus at the outside, still it's going to be in the zaynus. All these blintzes and knishes and all these types of things are always going to be in the zaynus, even if it's the meek, so that is considered the ikar. Chamesh is meaning the dava, it's considered the ikar. You're always making the mezainis. On all the bab says, even if the chocolate is more than the mezainis, all these ragalach, you're still going to make a bracha on the mezainis. Pasha's cheesecake also, bake together a cheesecake, even though the bottom is a very thin layer, you make them just in the middle. The fact that you often put flour inside of the cheesecake matches the dough, it tastes so. But unless you only have the bottom to hold the cheese, which generally it's not that way, it's usually made in a gishmaka crust, you still make only the middle. According to this, on challen, if you have a regular challen which has meat and potatoes and barley inside, and in most of the spoonfuls that you take, you get also barley, then you only have to make a mezainis on each challen. You do not have to make a mezainis, and you do not have to make a adama, not a potatoes, not a shafa, on the meat. All one mazel, and you do not have to make two separate buns. However, if they do not all come up one spoonful, or you make your challen with a fork, you're stabbing these things. You take a potato, then you take a bean, then you take a forkful of barley. Then in a hanami, the place to say you should have to make individual brachas on each thing, because they're not eating it together. Each one is being eaten separately. And not only that, they don't come up in one cow. So what makes them, I don't know what makes them such chong. You have to know if you're yet yachiv of chong and chong. They eat such a chong. It's not a chong, you eat each one individually. Well, the chera, clap your brachas, you would have to make individual brachas on each one. Now, even if you're going to make what? Well, you're eating individually. You're not eating together. And if I take my chicken and my rice, and I eat each one forkful, and I don't have to make I have to make two brachas, but if I mix it all together, I think the question is that you eating it as a terumas or not? Is it a terumas or not? If it's not a terumas, because each one comes up individually, say such a terumas. However, even if you can make a mezainis on your challen, practice you're not going to make a bracha fair enough, because you're not going to have a shear of barley to the actual part. Zayas of barley, mainly you only have to make a bread of hashes on the other thing, clouds and starfish. Now, there's a beer halacha here that points out, as Machlokes Rav Reina. He says, let's say the case of the fruit cup, where you have things that are clearly identifiable inside of your terumah. You see peaches, which are bright yellow, and pineapples, which are an off-white, slightly yellowish. If each one is quick, you can tell what each one is, you see each one individually. Can you consider that a terumah? Is terumah that when it's mixed together in a way that you can't discern every single solitary piece? Or even if you can see every single piece, it's considered a terumah. The Chai Adam says, so goes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Shulchan Aruch, that if each one is nikkur b'tnei atmai, then it needs two brachos. We don't consider it a terumah. Each one is there b'tnei atmai, what makes it a terumah? It's not like a cake that you go back to the regular reading. It's not like a challenge that everything is mixed up by the time challenge rolls around, that's leaving on the fire for 25 hours, you can't see everything. Is this a piece of meat or is this a potato? You don't really know what it is. Right? So, what? Challenge. Depends on challenge. Everybody with their own challenge. But, it's hard to tell what each one thing is. However, if each thing is identifiable and it's that's a chayav. You have to make the brachas. The Mishnah Berurah says, brings down to the Prima Gogim and the Derech HaChayim and the Zivis, to say that you do not have to make two brachas, even when they're identifiable, but if they're eaten together, then you only have to make one bracha. The suffix brachas are hustle, and the mela, one should not make two brachas, even if he has the ability to take them, separate them. There's no reason to separate them. If you're making brachas, according to Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to, it's everybody's brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to be choshish for the chaya adam, then you should mash them up together. Take some peach and some pineapple, mash it together, then mom should come to one tarubis, and then you don't have to make one bracha, even according to the chaya adam. Points out the Piskei Halacha and also Rubin in the Tshuva to the Zeis HaBracha. They both point out the same thing. But the Mishnah Berurah did not say a much easier thing than mashing up your fruit. He said, why didn't you just say that you can take out some of the Hadama, some of the eight, and make two separate brachas? Separate them, make two separate brachas. Vice say, the Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case, you're getting to such a shayla of a bracha shayla tzrichon. Because since we go with other achrayim that hold it, consider it as a the separate of the rubis makes you brachas, because the brachas shayla tzrichon. Right. Mela, you said, if you want to be yetzich, the shita of the chayi adam, you should mash it together. If you mash it together, then you only have to make one bracha. Well, chayi would have to mash the whole thing. Chayi would have to mash the whole thing, because the rest of it is still nicker. Challenge is easy, you can mash the challenge, because the Shabbos is in the challenge. So you could take another piece that was not in the rubis for sure, you always have that yetzich. You always have an yetzich at the bottom of something else. Anytime that a person has a stomach, if he has a pretzel and a carrot and a piece of some sugar in his house, he's good to go. He can bother everything else. The only question is, in the case of when you don't know, which you can do. If you ever have a stomach, you can always do that. You can always bother something else. We're trying to work with the cases where you don't have anything in the house, you're not interested in getting up. What do you do when you have a lefanecha? The same Gospel brings down, he says that he asked Eliyashiv, if you write in the Sefer, that a Yari Shemayim should be Choshish for the Chayyad. To make two brachas. So separate it to make two brachas. So Eliyashiv says, no, you can't write that. Why? Because anytime you write a Yari Shemayim should be Choshish, it means that a Yari Shemayim, someone who's a Yari Shemayim has the Chief to be Choshish. Over here, you have no Chief to be Choshish. Mishabur is much more than Mishabur. And they're placing mammals like this, that not like the Chayyad. Maybe you only have to make one brachah. If you have a terubah, the two things which are nicker, you only have to make one brachah. No need to separate them to make two brachah. Now, lachur would come out with this, that if you have spaghetti and meatballs, and the spaghetti and the meatballs are all mixed up together, and it looks like sausage jokes now, zikr, all you make is mezun, and you pop it up the meat. Now, what happens if you have spaghetti, and you have the meatballs on top? Is that considered two different things? Should I now? No, I didn't mix it yet. Is it better that I make two brachas before I mix it to be yaitu the chashash of the chayalim? That maybe if it's going to be mixed together and each thing is nicker individual, then you have to make two brachas? Or is it better to consider mixed together now? So pashtus, it's not considered mixed together now. It's two layers. It wasn't baked together, it wasn't cooked together, and it's two separate layers, and you're just in both of them. So there's no reason that you should have to make only one bracha. If you leave the spaghetti how it is, and spaghetti on the bottom, meatballs on top, pashtus, you have to make two brachas. Shailiz, if I'm going to mix it up, should I make one bracha or two brachas then? So I called the reverber, that's what I should do. And he said, if you have the meatballs on top of the spaghetti, you should make two brachas. First make a bracha on the meatballs, then on the spaghetti, then make a bracha on the meatballs, and then you can mix it up. We should not mix it up first, because then you're getting into the shayla. Now, I did not get to have a dinner dvarim with him exactly what the tvar behind it is. The chur, once you mix it up at the end of the day, I understand that you should try to make two brachas before him. The question is, he said that if you mix it up, then you're getting into the shayla of, for myself, people like the meatballs a lot more than they like the things. I'm not sure why is that a kaveh of a problem. I didn't get to have a back and forth with him. Once it's mixed up all together, and you get it on each spoonful, you're getting some of the spaghetti, some of the meatballs, but you should only make the mezunos and not have to shout out bracha on the top. If you have spaghetti on the bottom, the meatballs on top, make two brachas, and then mix it together. For sure you can take some out of the pot and make the mezunos on the, before you can come to your plate. For sure you're good to go. That's the best eitzah. Then you get into the shabbos. What's that? What about a bunch of mezunos? Why is Rosh Hashanah? I don't know if that's considered a Rosh Hashanah Shichah. If it's a Taruvah, then you can't separate it from the Zodiac Taruvah. There's never a Taruvah source, so why is that considered a Rosh Hashanah Shichah? And the Prophet can't be a Rosh Hashanah Shichah because he's coming to get out of a child. No, not for sure. So I want to eat it now. If there's no sheet of the chayalim, and there's no stuff when you have a taruvah.
There's no chayalim.
I don't know where you draw the line. And if it's in the pot, you're spaghetti in the strainer, and you're meatballs in the pot. And I want to take some of the spaghetti and some of the meatballs. Is that good? Right now, I'm eating it separately. I'm not interested in eating it. It's not there. I have a tuda. I'm going to eat the tuda. There's no reason we need it before him. This is where the tzaddik is asking that if you haven't interested in eating it before him, can I? He brings down the issue that holds. You could make a brother before him. If you don't want to take a tuda, then you could. In this case, where you're eating them separately, so if you're just eating it, b'hachas, you want to be mavi brachas, so then. Even though they handle it, let's say you're rolling brachas, Shabbos afternoon, and you're holding, somebody just told me that they were counting brachas. This past Shabbos, they told me they decided to count brachas. But Shabbos Shabbos, they're rolling by 81 or something like that. So do down on brachas, so quickly whip out the spaghetti meatballs, make two brachas and spaghetti meatballs, and then brachas and two. You're trying to be fadim, another bracha. So Shulchan Aruch talks about it, but again, to that case, if you want to eat Shabbos Echad Tzudah, because you want to get more brachas. The problem is that comes down to that, I think it says over there that there is a problem. You shouldn't do that. What's that? That's if you're planning on eating it to them. Okay, well, we're going to get into that. We're going to go over time. That was a good game. Let's just try to finish up a little bit, and we'll get into all the questions afterwards. Mr. Brewer continues. The second, this was all going to get up to. I'll choose to see that for them. This is all Benegeta Tarubis. We've been talking up until now, Benegeta Tarubis, Iker Tamu, which is a Tarubis. The Tarubis either because it's baked together in a cake, it's Tarubis because you mix it together, Tarubis because one is spread on top of the other. However, in the case of Pasta Meliach, it's not a Tarubis at all. You're first eating the Meliach, your mouth is on fire, you eat the hot peppers, your mouth is on fire, you take a piece of pasta afterwards. That's not a Tarubis at all. Even so, we have the Klal of Iker Tamu, you eat the hot peppers, you do not have to make a bracha on the pasta you eat afterwards. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're interested in eating the pas also, your toy is lechol hapas, then you have to make a bracha on the pas. Then you're not just eating it to get rid of the taste in your mouth. You're eating to enjoy the pas also. Now, for this reason, the Mishnah Berurah writes later on, in Sifkat Nehei, he says, he brings out from the Shlok, that if a person is having schnapps and bread, because the schnapps is very sharp, he's having some of the bread to knock off some of the sharpness of the schnapps, one should not do that lechatchila because he's getting to the suffix. It's very hard to discern whether or not he's eating the pas just because of the schnapps, or he's also interested in eating the pas. And kokama that he's also interested in eating the pas, let's make a bracha. The main lechatchila, one should not do that. They point out that specifically nowadays, especially nowadays, that most pas and most crackers and most and most mezayim and things like that have a geshmaka taste. Then generally when a person is eating it, they're also enjoying the taste also, they also want the cracker too. If you have herring, anyone eats a herring by itself, they take a cracker. And you have a choice of having a piece of matzah or a cracker. I think probably 99.9% of people would take the cracker and not take the matzah. That's the fact, even if you're Svani, you don't have to wash on the matzah. Because the cracker has a geshmaka taste. So you're interested in the taste of the cracker also. You're not just interested in something just to down the herring. Mainly you'd have to make a bracha also. So Kemat, the Paiski, my neighbor, went over to the farm, they all say that it's very hard to find a case where your pasta is going to be tough. Now, in a case that you had you bit off a bite of a hot pepper, and your mouth is not on fire, you don't know what to do with yourself, and the closest thing that there is a piece of pasta, and you just take it, you couldn't care if it's a piece of pasta, if it's a pumpernickel bread, you don't care what it is. You take it, and you, that, for sure it's pumpernickel bread, you take it. Then, Bukhari, you would not have to make a bone. And then, if you didn't have in mind, then you're going to set an exception.
Maybe just this, like,
I don't know.
Let's be so
adopted to the word. Okay. We got the next Mr. Brewer that talks about that.
Yeah.
I hear. Why do people eat them? I adopted, I had my uncle was a diabetic and he came over to our house and he brought them. Kichlas. So I wanted the next one. What are these cookies that are over there? I think that was the first amount of time that I tasted them. There's nothing really to taste. What you see is what you get. There's not much taste. I hear economics in which Mamash has no taste. What happens if you live with a finamina in the case of Yisham Kugel and a pickle? They say that the pickle is tougher. It's only coming to offset the Yisham Kugel. I don't understand the second between the Kugel and the Yisham Kugel. I'm only here 10 years, so I don't know. A few more years, maybe they'll work on me. But I use the Kugel to offset the The Mishnah Berurah says the point that was just brought up. Sif Kan Dal, Mishnah Berurah says, the whole thing of Iker V'Tafel is after when you had Das V'Shas that you made a bracha on the Iker for the Tafel. Or, generally, that's the way that you eat the Iker. For example, a person has macaroni, and generally the way they eat the macaroni is with ketchup. So even if he did not have the ketchup at the time that he made his bracha on the macaroni, since he generally eats the macaroni with ketchup, cottage cheese, he puts on the ketchup afterwards or the cottage cheese afterwards, he does not have to make a bracha on the ketchup or the cottage cheese. However, if he did not have Das, he never eats his macaroni with ketchup. And then he says, oh my goodness, macaroni is a little bit starchy and it's sat a little bit too long and it's too dry and it's too chewy, I don't know what to do with it. And we put on some ketchup, and if not, you'd have to make a bracha on the ketchup. Even though you're eating it together, because it's a tuffle that you did not make a bracha on. The tuffle, since we're fasting with the tuffle, you need to make a bracha on, therefore if you do not have that, you have to make a bracha on it. Therefore, you'd have to make a bracha on the ketchup. Now, in a case, that's just because the ketchup is still a dog and mukher, it's not, you can still see it if it's happen. However, the Shmish Shabbos is also an example of Shabbos Ha'amun, that in a case, let's say you made a bracha, you never have tea with your sugar. Sugar with your tea. And you started sipping your sugar, the tea, and it normally sleeps back. But you need something, you have to drink. You say, you know what, I'm going to put some sugar in. You didn't have doubts in that because you never had any tea with your sugar. So the chur, you should have to make a bracha on the sugar. So there's some in this case, you put the sugar inside, the sugar totally becomes mururuf and nimuah inside of the tea, and it comes one chilis put together with the tea, then you do not have to make a bracha. Or a mashal, the guy, for those of us, they make high eights on tea. Or in things like that, if you know such people. They make an eighth on tea. And then you add just a little bit of water afterwards, because it's too hot. You're not going to have to make a new shackle on the water that you put in time. Then you go over here, you're not going to have to make a shackle. I think the Ramesha says that often when you get a fish, if you have fish, and then you put on some spice on, you spice it on top, and you put on some, maybe, I would even think, I don't know if he says it, you put on lemon juice. It soaks inside, it's a chenis of it. It's not something which is like ketchup which is on top, that even though it's all eaten together, it's spread on top. Well, my it's like gel on top of the crack. You don't want to put gel on top of the crack. And then you want to put the gel on, you have to make a bracha on the shell. But something which is mamish nimuch inside, then that's tough, you do not have to make a bracha, even if you do not have that for that. And then you decide to put the tea inside. You didn't have that for the tea. Is that considered a fair
enough?
Yeah, fair enough. What's that? Crane on fish, yeah. There it's all the... The question is if it's big slices in it. Depends how to make it off. Make it like a salad. It comes from beef and from horseradish. Generally. I don't know. Most people don't eat horseradish quite often. First thing they bite a horseradish, fresh, and they make shampoo. What? They talk about why you don't yeah. When you take a bite, then right, you pucker with your... No, pucker. The sugar is more. No, you drop it into your yogurt. No, no, no. You drop craisins into your yogurt after you made a shot on your yogurt, you're gonna have to, and you didn't have that again, you have to make a rock on the craisins before. Even though you can't see it. You close your eyes up, you're gonna go see it. The same thing with her. Really, Hanla, really it's not so pleasant. Hanla, why is it so pleasant when you get to Esther? Just we were in the... If you have an Esther, and it has a black dot, can you color it over with a yellow marker? Food for thought. Okay, anyhow. Shadow, why you should be able to do it? That's the question. What? Why should it? You shouldn't. We handle it, I think. Shadow, my turn. Yeah. Talk about painting who love them that are old. Okay, whatever. What? What? Chop chop. Alright. You can't pass if you can at the end of the day. Alright, you just have to know why. Alright. Mr. Brewer says, then that's Sifkan Hay. Meet the Sherry after the Mara Kalashi, not pass the iron tar. Somebody after he has his meal, so he has schnapps, and he takes a piece of bread, and he soaks it into schnapps and eats the bread. Mr. Brewer says, the process is you're not eating the bread to fill you up. You just eat a whole meal. You just try to eat to have the schnapps. You know the schnapps to hurt you. So to be too sharp, so you put it together with pas. So pas is you have to make a shahakal on this bread that's soaked in schnapps. He says it's better to do it to make he drink some of the schnapps by itself and make a bracha on the schnapps by itself. Now we may mention beforehand in Simchat Kufan Dalet that the minhag b'zmaneinu is that any drink teicha suda is tough to the suda, and the erlim is nice. No one is nice to make brachas not on coffee, not on tea, not on schnapps. Teicha suda, even if it's the end of the suda, we all recognize the chiluk of the suda. We do not have to make a bracha. The male in this case, he passes for not having a bracha on the schnapps, and the father's dream, not having a bracha. However, in this case of donkey, he isn't a gab, Mr. Brewer brings it down, it's a stomach head. Let's say somebody's eating cookies and donkey into his coffee. And that's how he's drinking his coffee. Do you have to make two brachas? Does that consider one bracha? Is that a mishur and a tafel? The male, he says the best thing, he says what you should do is make a bracha on the coffee first, shaffle, and then make a mezainis on your cookie. He says, however, what's better to do, since that's not the right order of brachas, it's better to first make a mezainis on the cookie and then make a shaffle on something else. Take a little bit of sugar, make a shaffle on it. The male, if you're dunking your cookies in and that's how you're eating your coffee, even if you have a little bit of coffee that's left over at the end, and you drink that down, still that's the curve considered a tafel, that's a shaffle tafel. The male, what you should do is, the best thing to do is to make a mezainis on the cookies and take a shaffle on something else to pop up the coffee. Now, however, let's say you have cookies and coffee. We're not dunking the coffees in. Take some cookies and some coffee. Cookies and coffee and cookies and coffee. Even if you're just drinking the coffee because it's easier to get down the cookies, the lacher is not a tarum for fall, and you have to make your brachas, making the zenith on the cookies, and the shakal on the coffee. There, there was never a sign in the Shabur that you have to make only one bracha. You have to wash. Yeah, plus you have to wash. Plus you have to wash when you put your cookies, dump your cookies in the mouth. And that was the word of a mask. I shouldn't have said that, right? The Mishnah Brewer says, Sifkan Yudalit, since it's a shalom, what happens if a person eats a tafel before he eats the ikar? What bracha should he make on the tafel? Says the Ramah, you should make a shahakal. No matter what it is, you make a shahakal. He loses his bracha and you only make a shahakal. The Magan Avraham is chaylik. Mr. Brewer brings him down also. The Magen Avraham says the only time that we make a shahakal is after if the bracha of the ikar is also shahakal. Then I can make a shahakal on the tafel, even if the tafel is the eighth. I can make a bracha on the shahakal and pass it off to the ikar also. However, if the bracha of the ikar is not a shahakal, then you're not going to make a bracha of a shahakal on a pineapple to pass it off while I ate. Neither of them are shahakal, there's no reason to. Mela says, tafel what bracha to make. Mela, the Mr. Brewer says, chaz v'chalat, short and sharp. One should not eat a tafel before an ikar. When your mouth is going to be on fire because of the hot peppers, let your mouth go on fire behind that because of the hot peppers, and then put the pot in your mouth, or else you're going to get the shadows of what bracha to me. The last halacha, Tivbeis, the Machaber says, Matacha sheminichan al vikikin dakin, oyster vikikin al vikikin matacha shem dami dushin nesgavim lakal lakam. In those days, they used to have these crackers that were like masa, pretty tasteless, kichalot, and they used to put on top some sort of dvash, dukshin, they put on some sort of honey mixture on top to eat. Now you can't just eat the honey by itself. So maybe you have to have some sort of cracker to hold it. The meal of the cracker, even though it's mezenya, it's tafel, and you're not going to drink a bracha mezenya. That's a mission. The Medina Tenu, the shore of the 21st century, in America, and so on. Medina Tenu, we all know that the crackers are not tasteless, and the Mela, they have a Gishmaka taste also, and therefore you have to make a bracha on the cracker also. Now, they do have, there are slight crackers, I think some homemade crackers that are pretty tasteless. However, no one's putting honey or anything else on, so anybody that's eating that is not putting honey on top, so I'm going to give it a shout as well. But, pastas, the crackers also have a good taste, and the Mela, you'd have to make two brachas. He's mazbred a little bit more, he sends you to Simikov Tamachet, he's mazbred to Simikov Tamachet more, and he says like this. He says, if the two are baked together, you have this cracker and you put on some filling and you put it in the oven and you bake it together, then you only make one bracha. You considered it one Michael and you make one bracha. The meal like a pie. A pie that's been turned from the bottom and it has a pie filling. Even if the pie filling is 60%, 70%, and it's a 8, still you only make a mezainis because it's baked together. Unless it's mamash only there to hold the pie filling together, which I think, I don't know if any pie filling generally are like that. All pie fillings are made out of gishmaka stuff, and the meal you only have to make a mezainis. Cheesecake, you only have to make a mezainis if it's baked together. These type of things, you only have to make a mezainis, so since it's baked together, it's one maichon. And we have the klal, kol she yishbo, really you only make a mezainis. However, if it was not, one second. Even if it's a pre-baked, the pre-baked lacher itself does the same thing. It's all baked together, and really you have to make one bracha. Now, let's say it was not baked together. You have a cracker, and you spread on top of the cracker peanut butter. So, if the spread is just, the peanut butter is just, you can make the cracker a little bit taste better, so you make mezainis. But if it's something which is not just to make the cracker taste better, it's a gamsa chesna. You have on top of it, you have a crembo. So you have the cookie, and you have the cream on top. The cream on top is about 17 to 18 times the amount of the crembo. can't just blow it away. I had on Shavuos, I went to somewhere, they had Napoleon. Napoleon is you have a little slice of way to go in the top and the bottom and in the middle, and you have like 80% of cream. You can't just blow that away. Pashas in such a case, for her, if there's the same thing as a crumble, you'd have to make two brachas. Same thing, like these things that are not baked together, and you're interested in both of them, even if one part of it is a chelek, is a mezainis, if it's not considered a tarumin, and it was not baked together, and you're interested in both of them, you have to make two brachas. For example, you have ice cream sandwich. You're interested in ice cream, you're interested in mezainis, it's not baked together, it's not a tarumin, even though you put them both in your mouth at the same time, still, you have to, it's not considered a tarubin. There's no reason, even though it's both being eaten at the same, chewed at the same time. Mainly, you first make a bracha mezainis on the cookie, then you eat the shackle, make a shackle on the ice cream. It is a tarubin's bethan. All mixed together. Here, the ice cream, it's layered. For example, let's say you take you have a pre-baked pie crust, and you fill it up afterwards with ice cream. And you freeze it. You didn't bake them together. In a Hanami such case, you have to make two brachas. Ice cream pie, you have to make two brachas. It's not baked together.
What about ice cream cookies inside of it?
Ice cream and cookies inside of it, so pashas the cookies are only to give a crunch to the ice cream. I don't know. Each person for his own thing. Pashas are just to give a smash to ice cream. No one buys the ice cream because they're interested in the cookies. You might buy that flavor because you like the taste that the cookies give to the ice cream. But it's also, you have schnitzel, you have a choice to have off steak or off schnitzel, you might eat the schnitzel because you like the way that the breadcrumbs give to the chicken. But it's not going to change the bracha to the zayin. Pasta. It's like the croutons in the salad, it's only to give it a taste to the ikur. But not to enhance the ikur. Really, you only have to make a shakran. Now, this is all if you have later. So if you have ice cream cake, if you have ice cream sandwich, if you have crackers and you put on top something which is not a hot of a layer, put on top a piece of herring. If you're interested in both of them, you have to make two brachas. What's that? Let's get into shadows of Kol Sheyishbo. That's a different name. I apologize for those that weren't here last month. But however, let's say you have an ice cream sandwich. Where we do have the shadow of the Shulchan Aruch, where you're eating one thing, you all have one thing only to that your hands shouldn't get dirty, is like most places say, buy ice cream cones. Especially the ice cream cones that, they have two types of ice cream cones, the ones that taste like carver, and the ones that taste like cookie. The ones that taste like a carver, the car, for sure, those are only there that your hands shouldn't get dirty when you're licking the ice cream cone. Mainly you make a shahakal on the ice cream cone, and you do not make a bracha on the cone. Shahakal on the ice cream, and you do not make a bracha on the cone, even if you have some of the cone left over at the end. Now like everything, you have to know, but you have the whole cone left over at the end. In such a case, the curry would have to, and sadly the cone, the curry would have to make it. But if it's only you're eating them together, and you're eating them because it's there, then you have to make a shahakal on the ice cream and you pop up the cone. However, if you smack the cone, then the curry is no different than an ice cream sandwich. You want both of them, you're interested in both of them, it's two layers, you make two brachas. Make a bracha on the cone, and you make a bracha afterwards, and make a bracha on the ice cream. Now, with tuna fish and crackers, I was speaking to somebody, he wasn't sure if that had a zin or. I think the bracha says that Pasha said, if you have cracker and a mamas a layer of tuna fish on it, then it's two separate things. It's like a cracker and a piece of herring. And you have to make two brachas. He wanted to say maybe the zayin is a peanut butter. I don't know if your person is just putting it there to enhance the cracker. You're doing it because you want to have it's a meal. You have a protein and you have a starch. Sure, you should have to make two brachas. Pasha's take tuna fish for sure before you put it on. Make your bracha on the zayin on the cracker and the shahakal on the... Yashik, thank you for all this.